Parshas Lech Lecha. In the past two parshias, Bereishis and Noach, we went through thousands of years. Alpayim Shnois Toihu. Alpayim Shnois Toihu. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. Alpayim Shnois Toihu. Alpayim Shnois Toira. And Alpayim Shnois Oilam Ha. Teresa Mason. What's the third one? Yosef Mashiach, thank you. Yosef Mashiach. So, Avraham Avinu, who was born in the year 1948, which is near the end of the first Alpayim Shoni, he was actually 52 years old when it enters Shnas Torah. Matan Torah is not till a few hundred years into the Alpayim Shnas Torah. But Vice Tois, when Avraham was 52, at that time already, when, with the Nefesh Asherah Sebechor, and it's already Mugdar as the process of the Alpayim Shnas Torah. Avraham Avinu has an Nisoyin of Lech Lecha, the Emes, according to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, there's Asara Nisoyinus, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, what the Asara Nisoyinus are, and different Shitas count different Nisoyinus as V'cheshbin. Don't be Mitzarif all the Shitas, because then you'll either end up with 12 or 13 Nisoyinus, or only 7 or 8 Nisoyinus. Work out that, like each Rishon, you work out the Cheshbin of the Nisoyinus. Come out all the Rishon and learn that the Nisoyin over here of Lech Lecha, we call it, of being disconnecting from Beis Aviv, and to go to an unknown place, El Ha'aretz Asher Areka, he doesn't even know where it's going to be. That's an Nesoyin of Lech Lecha. It's interesting that next week in the Akedah, which also most of the Rishonim count as one of the Nesoyinus, Lav Dafka the 10th, others count Kvura Sara and other things, but over there also it says Lech Lecha. Right? As Kachna, as Binchas Yichidcha, V'lech Lecha El Eretz Amoriah. So, you know, it's very nice that we call the Nesoyin of leaving Beis Aviv Lech Lecha. And the Medrash actually even compares and contrasts the two. Which is a harder Nisayan? The Nisayan of Lech Lecha, which is taking your entire life and going and making a change that's going to affect the entire time, or the Nisayan of Akedah, which Mitzad Avram is one pa'ula. It takes a moment to do. It's a Gevaldike Hezgabris to do that. But it's a Mesiris Nefesh, for Yitzchak, on Yitzchak's part, literally, Limsar Nafshoi. But, you know, there's an expression, there's Mesiris Nefesh, Lomus Al Kiddush Hashem, and there's Mesiris Nefesh Lachayos Al Kiddush Hashem. The Lech Lecha of choosing this lifestyle of leaving Beis Aviv and changing is maybe on one hand harder. It's the Tug Teglecha Nisayim. On both, though, Avraham Avinu did 100. Lech Lecha Gematria 100. He passed the test, and that's why later on it says Vashem Berech Es Avraham Bakoil Beis Kol. Both Lech Lechas. Side the Lech Lecha of a Nisayim that's a 1 minute thing. And side in a sign that's maybe a long, drawn-out process. On either one, Avraham Avinu was Oymen in that Nisayin. There's a remnant to this concept, though, also in the Haftorah of Lech Lecha. It says, V'koyu Hashem yachlifu koyach, yalu eiver kanisharin, yarutsu v'lo yigo, they'll run, yarutsu v'lo yigo, they won't get worn out, yelchu, the pasuk continues, they'll walk, v'lo yofa, they won't tire out. L'chayra, it's not al PSA, if when they run, they won't get tired out. Yarutsu v'lo yigo. What's the step vayter that you say, okay, yelchu v'lo yofu. So I saw an interesting pshat. You know, we'll say it in Azal Lashon. There's a marathon and there's a 100-meter dash. There's a quick run, a yarutsu, which is just a one quick ritza. Okay, but that's all it is. And then there's a yelchu that, you know, you can't run as fast in the marathon as you're doing in the 100-meter dash. It's a different sort, nisayin, a different sort of lech lecha. I would say that this lech lecha, though, is really all about Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is Bovel, all the Shemes HaKadoshim are from Bovel, they're not even really words in Lashon HaKodesh, but the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about that they represent things, and there's Ramazim and Soidis in the Indian. One of the Pshatim in Mar Cheshvan is the Lashon of Mirachashin Sfasayu. Our lips are still moving. The words, the tefillah and Torah and all the words that we use with our lips of Tishrei, Merachash and Tzvasayu, the Roshim still has to be, and the Roshim is that we're being told always in the beginning of Mar Cheshvan, Lech Lecha. The Medrash brings that etzem every person that his Nesham is Chotzuv Lamala by the Kisei HaKavod, he doesn't want to leave, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Lech Lecha. He tells him, Lech Lecha. I even quote, like it says over here, Kan, Hashem tells Avraham, Kan ein lecha banim. The same thing to Neshama. The Neshama upstairs by the Kisei HaKavod, that's not where your stigging is going to be. Kan ein lecha banim. You have to go. You have to go into the mundane, into the Lech Lecha, into the Aretz, into the Artzis. You have to go there. Avada, the purpose of going there is lecha. Well, we said lech lecha is 100, but lecha is 50. The 50 sha'arim. No one can reach the Shar Hanun, but the way to get as close as you can to the Shar Hanun is not staying up there by the Kisei HaKavod. It's going, lech lecha. According to the Sefer Yetzirah, the Bnei Sasra always brings every chodesh as a different letter. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is nun. Nun. Dafkin Mar Cheshvan, in the mundane, going down, starts raining, it's a little, the winter's not this. That's when you do that lech lecha, and then you could reach, Adrab, you can reach the higher Madrega then. So, it's Maisa of a similar bonim, Bechalal, all of these parshis, from lech lecha, the whole Tuva Yechi, the entire process, the Ramban writes in another form, talk about it a lot, it's Maisa of a similar bonim. And already this Nakuda that Avraham Avinu was told, lech lecha, to sometimes disconnect from what he's not supposed to be shaykhus to, and move on. And dafka from there will be his shtayim. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, when he's describing Avraham Avinu, the Rambam writes, Kivon shenigmal eison zeh, hischil l'shoytet b'daitoy v'u katon v'lachashe v'yenu v'layla. He started realizing and thinking about what this world is about. And the Rambam writes, Uben arboyim shona hikir Avraham es boiroy. There's a different girsa there. Ben arboyim ushmoine. There's a shayla in two girsas. Either he was 48 or 40. 48 mamash would stem with us. He was born in 1948. When he's 48, it's 1996. It took him a little bit, a few years to set up. Cheskes gimel shana, and then you get to the year 2000, like we said. But either the girsa in the Rambam is either 40 or 48 years old. Hikir Avraham es boiroy. Kivan shehikir v'yoda. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ravid argues. The Ravid Afanor, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, Yesha Godo ben Shaloi Shonim. According to the Agarata, we know that Avram Avinu was already Makir Boiroi at the age of 3. And there's a remez for it. The Ravid brings, Shenemar, Ekev Asher Shoma Avraham Bekoili. Ekev. Ekev is Gematria 172. We know that Avram Avinu lived 175. And how many years was he Shoma? 172, because he was Hikir Boiri at age 3. Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili. It's a Shiloh, whether it means when he was 2 years old and entered his third year, or when he was 3 years old. You have to work that out, because the Akoponim, that's the Ravid. Now the Emes is this Machloikis Rambam Ravid, if Avram Avinu was 40/48, or 3, it's already a Machloikis in the Medrash. The Medrash brings it to Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Mishlokish. The Gemara in the Dorim darshans this word of Ekev, that he was 3. And it looks like it's a machloikis over there, but I saw in the Ali Shor, in Chelik Beis, he brings this machloikis, he says, maybe to touch up that it's not a stira and not a machloikis, there's a difference between yidiya and hakara. He wants to say, Avraham Avinu Avada at the age of 3 was yoda, b'moichoy. He had a yidiya already, but there's a different level when it's not just yidiya b'moyach, nor it's hakara b'leiv. And don't think that happens overnight. The merchak between viodata hayoim to vahashivoisa el levavecha is a big merchak. Not less than the merchak from koidim yediyah till viodata. There's kadam yediyah, and then there's viodata, and then there's a step weiter. There's viodata, and then vahashivoisa el levavecha. So actually that's the two dargis, that there was viodata, but lav dafka that he was yet hikar es boire. If you make the cheshbon of the years from the previous parsha, Avraham Avinu was ben Noyach, 58, when Noyach was nifter. He did see Noyach. Avraham Avinu did see Noyach. He was 58 when Noyach was nifter. So there's a hemshech of the Messiah over here. Now it's interesting, whether Avraham is 3 or 48 or 40, Parshas Lech Lecha starts that Avraham Avinu is 75. So there's a big nelam over here. We don't know anything about the too much. There's a remez about Orkastim, according to some Rishonim. Orkastim also is from the Ten Nesiyonis. Look at the Pirkei Avos, different Rishonim, the Martanur, the Rash, the Rambam, Rashi. There's different Pshatim in the Rishonim, in the Mishnah, Asara Nesiyonis, Nesnah, Asara Ravavino. So some say Orkastim, which is alluded to in the Pasuk, but there's not too much coverage about it. So the Pshat is because, yeah, this that he was Makir Boiroi, it was Ufrais and a Mapecha in the world, but it was with Seichel. The Nisayan of Lech Lecha was to go against everything he was standing for until then. He was working on it for tens of years already. And all of a sudden now he's told, leave everything, start again. That's a bigger Nisayan. That's a different kind of a Nisayan. That's a Nisayan of Kasher Tziva Hashem, not using your Seichel. Afilu Oimer Loi Al Yeminshu Smile. That's where we start Avraham Avinu's Avraham Avinu's story. Now, Avraham Avinu, even the first half, though, we said, before this Lech Lecha, from age 40, when he's Makir Boiroi, the Rambam calls him Nigmal Eson Zeh. He was an Eson. He was a stark. He was very, very stark. Eson is Avraham, it's called Eson. My wife's Elta Zeda is Rabbi Avraham Yafin. Rabbi Avraham Yafin, he wrote a sefer, Derech Eson, there's a yeshiva also, Derech Eson. Eson is Rosh HaTevis, Avraham Yafin, Talmud Navardik. That's what Eson is. Avraham Yafin, Talmud Navardik. So Avraham is Eson, he's strong. And the truth is, there's a nekuda, he's stronger, there's a shloisha of us, and we're going to see the process of how the of us work, but there's a certain nekuda that Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevurah, Yaakov is Teferis, Emes, Torah, there's all kinds of things, but the nekuda, there's a certain strength that Avraham has that Yitzchak and Yaakov doesn't have. The nekuda is because Avraham doesn't have Yitzchak at a tata. Yaakov hachemech et hazeda. Avraham is starting, Avraham ha'ivri, kol ha'oilam me'ever echad, and everyone else is me'ever Hashem. I once heard a maisa with the Yeshuas Yankiv. The Yeshuas Yankiv once came to a certain town, he said a shir, a pilpul de kashir, and someone was there in the crowd, taka knew, and started being mufalpul and back and forth. He saw that it's a choshev. And he speaks to this person after the shir, and this guy tells him, he says, I'm an apikairis. I don't believe in the Rebbeinu Shlom. I have no amunah. Gornished, he tells him, gornished. So the Yeshuas Yankiv, he saw that the guy knows what he's doing. He calls him, he grabs him, he says, bring a Rambam. He brings a Rambam, Hilchos Mada. The Rambam says that there's a Borei Olam. The Raida doesn't argue. The Hagdolei Maimon doesn't argue. The Kesef Mishnah, no. All is arguing. What's the Shaila B'chlam? Yeah, it's a Moirei D'Kemaisa, but Avraham Avinu didn't have that Rambam. Yeah, that's Avraham Avinu is the Eson far their Maisa. Now, in this Messiah of Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu is being told, Lech Lecha, he doesn't even know where. It says in the Pasuk, El Ha'oretz Asher Ar'eko. It doesn't say that it's going to be Eretz Yisrael. We know that Hashem is telling Avram that he's taking him to Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't really say it's Eretz Yisrael. Where does Asher Ar'eko mean, Eretz Yisrael? So I heard, the Sifurna is Meramis to it, and the Sifur Shalom talks about it more also. Hashem didn't say, Asher Ar'eko, the land I'll show you. It's the land that I will make myself visible to you when. Meaning Avram said, go, went. He doesn't know where he's going. He's going. Novanod, he's going. He was told there's going to be a time when you'll have a vision, and then when Hashem will come to you, then you'll know that's the place. And then Nesiv Hashem writes, he says, that's Bechlal, there's a school in Eretz Yisrael that sometimes a person could have his galus in Eretz Yisrael. You come to Eretz Yisrael, that's the Mokem Asher Ar'eka. So Hashem didn't tell him where it's going to be. He said, when I will give you a vision, then you'll know that it's Eretz Yisrael. Lemaisa, I saw other places they talk, what's the Remez Asher Ar'eka? Where do you see it's Eretz Yisrael? Ar'eka is Gematria, Eretz Yisrael. If you spell out the letters, Ar'eka, Aleph. Resh, Aleph, Chof. Aleph is Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Resh, Yud, Shin. Again, another Aleph. Aleph, Yud, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. And then Chof is Chof, Pei. All that together. The Miluei, Ar'eka, is the same gematria as Eretz Yisrael, 832. Without a koil, punkt. So Hashem said, Asher, Ar'eka, Ar'eka is gematria, Eretz Yisrael. The Miluei. Ar'eka is also gematria Shabbos. That's a different way. Matzapach, we know that Tof is 400. And after Tof, 400, the letters Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, Chof are Gematria, Shove, 5, 6, 7, 8, 900. And the Tzadi is 900. Then comes Aleph, that's the next number. It's 1,000. Aleph is Aleph. But if Ar'eka is an Endechof, Endechof is 500 according to that measurement. Ar'eka is Gematria, 702 is Shabbos. So that's another thing. A person could have Asher Ar'eka, a person could see the Bashefer and is on Shabbos. So Ar'eka is either Eretz Yisrael and or Shabbos. Certainly if it's Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, plus. So Avraham Avinu goes, and then we're going to go over later in the parasha. Suddenly there's a Rav Ba'aretz, and they're going down to Mitzrayim. And Avraham Avinu says, Hinei no yadati ki ishi yifas mara'od. Rashi says, what Avraham Avinu didn't know, so Rashi says, Ad achshav lo hikarbo, because of tznias. Davaracher, b'derech klal, minig ha'olam, is that al-yidei the tirchas ha'derech, it's not oimid b'yofya. And the pshuta shel mikra Rashi brings is, now we have to be worried about, higia eis lidoig al-yofya. There's a Marsha in Baba Basra, Daf Tezayin. The Marsha has a kasha. He brings, we know, there's a famous, it's a Gemara in Kedushin, and a Numa. We talk about it a lot in these parashas, this Indian. The Gemara says, Avram, in Mishnah, in Kedushin, Gemara in Numa, Avram Avinu Kayin Kol HaTorah Kula, Koyidim Shinitna. Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah. Now again, we're not going to discuss if Avram was a Yid or not a Yid, and he happened to have a Yid. It's before Matan Torah. We said already before, Avram was a ben Noach when he met Noach. But and the Parashas Drachim ki Yidua. I don't want to get ahead of the topic. It's a topic that's going to develop over the Parshias. But the Parashas Drachim Kaseid goes through this theme concept. Does Avram Avinu have a din of a Yid or a din of a ben Noach lekula lechumra with nafkaminis? A little bit of both. But Abish state that he kept the whole Torah. Frektim Harsha in Baba Basra Dafta Zayin. How could it say Avram Avinu didn't know that Hinei no yadati ki ishi yifas mare'ot? The Gemara says in Kedushin, Osr la'adam l'kadish isha ad shi'irena. You can't be makadish isha until you look at her. So Avram Avinu, who kept the whole Torah, the Lashon over there is Avram Avinu, kaim kol ha'Torah kul, afilu erev tafshilin. So how could it be he didn't look? So the Marsha says one teretz. He says, in Echanami, when they got married years before, he did look once. But this was already many years before. He didn't know what's the matzav now. Another teretz the Marsha says, and the Marsha goes with this a lot, he says, the concept that Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah is not from when he was 3, and not from when he was 48, and not from when he was 75. It was only from when he did Bris Milah. He did Bris Milah when he was 99, when he was Mal himself. After the Bris Milah, his Halech Lefonai Veheye Samim, that's when Avram Avinu started keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, not everyone learns like that. The Marsha said another Torah to this Kasha also. Oh, but this Yisoy that Avram Avinu started only keeping the Torah after he was Mal himself is a Yisoy that can be used to answer a lot of other questions as well. So specifically over here, we're using it to explain why he married Sarah and didn't look at her. It also answers the Marsha himself in Yevamos Daf Kuf, actually. It says, Avram Avinu married Hagar, and according to, if she's a Mitzris, how could he marry a Mitzris? It's also to marry a Mitzris. So the Teretz is Viter. It was before the Bris Milah. It was when he was 86. He was younger then. And there's also a kasha that if Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah, why didn't he do Bris Milah? Now, that's maybe for the end of the parasha. If we get there, on that there are Toiv Terutzim, 17 Terutzim. We won't have time for all of them. But one Teretz could potentially be, and the Marsha himself says this, because he only started keeping the Torah after he did Bris Milah. So you can't ask why didn't he do Bris Milah beforehand, because he hadn't been keeping the Torah yet. Lagabi, the Etzim Kash of why he didn't look at Sarah, there's other Terutzim. Some say because Avram Avinu knew the only reason why Osir La Adam Lakadish Achi Arena is because if not, maybe later on it will come to a Pagam in Vahaftal Reich Kamaycha somehow. Avram Avinu knew by him that it's not going to be a problem. Ula, you could say, La'achar Matan Torah Mamash, you can't make Cheshbonus like that. Aber, for the Bechina of Avram Avinu can't call it a Kula Dicke Kiyam of Mitzvahs, you can be a little flexible on that front. Another mahalach is, and the Ramban uses this, he said a lot, that Avram Avinu only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. When he married Sarah, was still in Haran. So it's not sure that he didn't look then. You know, Rashi himself says, the Kripi Avram Avinu knew that she was Yafa, but he didn't realize it to the extent that it's a problem. Maybe a Melitza, we said before, you know, there was a machlekes if Avram was 3 or 40, so we said, from a Volvo, we said he was 3 when he was Yoda, but it wasn't Hikir yet. So you could say maybe the same thing. He was Yoda that she was Isha Yafa, but now he was Hikir. He was Hikir Ba. I heard another pshat. It's based on a going. Interesting cheshbon. Avram Avinu always knew that Sarah was Isha Yifas Mare. But, you know, the Gemara says that on Esther, the Gemara says, Esther, it says, who, the Enoshim Yafas, the Gemara says, one on the Amr, Esther Yirak Rakas Haisa, she really wasn't Yafa. Nor Chuchel Chesed Moshe Chaleh. There's a concept that an Isha is not Yafa, but there's a Chuchel Chesed. And Avram Avinu all the years was Mesupik. Is Sarah Be'emes Yafa? Or maybe not, maybe it's only Chuchel Chesed. What's the nafkimina if you're Yafa? Because of Be'emes, or because Chuchel Chesed. So first of all, if it's Chuchel Chesed, and you're going down to Mitzrayim, and going down to Mitzrayim is causing problems, so it won't cause problems. She's not Be'emes Yafa. It's only a Chuchel Chesed. Be'emes, it's not. It wouldn't be a problem going down to Mitzrayim. Avram Avinu suddenly realized that she's Be'emes Yafa. How? So I heard a chiddush. A yisoid in Chuchel Chesed. Chuchel Chesed you don't see in a reflection. In a reflection, there's a medrash that Avram Avinu, how did he notice now that Sarah was Yafa? He noticed it because he saw her reflection in a pool of water. So he says, oh, if I see in the reflection of the water that she's Yafa, that's not Chuchel Chesed. Chuchel Chesed you don't see in the reflection. In the reflection it looks as if he says. So he saw in the reflection, he said, oh, Yifas Mara, now we have a problem of going down to Mitzrayim. Now they're going down to Mitzrayim, and it's interesting, it says, Vayhi kasher hikriv lovay Mitzrayim. When they're getting close to Mitzrayim, So Avram says, listen, we have to make a plan here. Tell them you're my sister. A whole spiel. So I heard one interesting pshat. What's the pshat when they're getting close to Mitzrayim? Why only when they get close to Mitzrayim? I heard a ma'isa hazeh. So Gevena Yeshiva Volozhin. Volozhin Yeshiva. In Volozhin Yeshiva, there was a quota. They didn't take Bachram from everywhere. It wasn't possible to get in. And they also had a quota from different villages, only one or two Bachar. Every Bachar was actually named by based on his village, right? And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was Chaim Shtachina, Reb Nochem was Reb Nochem Tchoker. You were named after the city you came from. Now, little villages, there was a quota, only one or two Bachram come. Groyses Shtetl, I think Rav Yitzchak Kutner when he came to Slabotki, he was from Varsha. Big cities, maybe a few Bachram could come. Now, you have a Bachar that came from, it was a small derfel. And he knew that they already have two Bachram from his little village. He's not going to get in. So he has to come with a story that he's from somewhere else. But, you know, the whole time they're going on horse and wagon, coming close to the yeshiva, he's telling everyone which city he's from, and he's going to get to Volozhin and say, oh, I'm from a different city. They're going to hop on. So by Hikasher Hikriv, when you're getting really close to Volozhin, you have to already start selling your story that you're somebody else. So when they're getting close to Mitzrayim, forget about when they got there. Avram is telling her, when we're getting close to Mitzrayim already, we already have to start selling the new story over here, the new identity. You're my sister. You're from Aishashok. You have to, before you get close, you have to already start selling the story. Incidentally, in Volozhin, it was a small derfel also, Be'etzem, and right near the yeshiva, when you got from the train station to get to the yeshiva, it was full of mud, and it was a whole trask. So I heard when someone asked, I forgot which one of the yeshivas from Volozhin, I don't remember which one, and they asked him, you know, he said that everything is for the Torah, the whole Bria is for the Torah, and even this that there are bridges and trains and everything is also for the Torah. So why near the yeshiva? It's so... It should have been easier that to get to the yeshiva should go glach. He says, no, it's mamish for the Torah. Imagine a bachar on Thursday morning is thinking, maybe he wants to go home for Shabbos. Home for Shabbos meant the whole task, yes, the thing. And it's the day or two before till he goes and comes back and it's the whole thing. And then he says, nah, it's nishkidai. So until I get to the train station, it's all, someone is already in the yeshiva. Besser bleiben in the yeshiva. Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, it's interesting, that Kum Hishalich Ba'aretz La'arku L'rochba. And the way the Rishonim went up, he was being told now to be Koine Eretz Yisrael with Kinyan Chazaka. So I saw in the Parashas Drachim, did you mention? The Parashas Drachim has a whole drash, and we're going to discuss it in these parashas. A whole concept back and forth always that Avram Avinu have a din of a Yisrael or a Benoyach. And he has a Shiloh, a Benoyach doesn't have Kinyan Chazakah by just going across. That's only a din by a Yid. So he brings a Raya that must be if Avram Avinu was able to be Koine Eretz Yisrael by Hoylech La'aretz La'rochba, must be it's a Raya that we pass and he has a din of a Yid even Lakula. You can't say Lakula. He has a din of a Yid. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger has Hagoyis, a Gilion, on the Gilion of the Parashas Drachim. Frek there. The Parashas Drachim himself, for a few other inyanim that we haven't discussed, goes with the Marsha. That the Marsha learns that he only started keeping the mitzvahs and became a Yid after the Bris Mila. Parashas Drachim himself learns like that. Over here, Ha'alach La'aretz La'rochba is before. How could you say that he has a din of Yisrael, Lakula, to be kind Eretz Yisrael B'chazaka, if the Parashas Drachim himself learns that it's only after he did the Bris Mila? Now there's a whole other sugi over here. World War I wasn't called World War I, only after World War II, it was called the Great War. But over here you have World War I, the four Malachim against the five Malachim. And it's a whole story, and he saves light. But I want to speak out, there's an interesting, the Kli Yakar, besides his Pirush Al HaTorah Kli Yakar, he has a separate Sefer, he has a lot of form, but he has a Sefer, Oil HaSefrayim, with Drush. And in the Sefer Oil HaSefrayim, the Kli Yakar writes, a fascinating Drush, he says, the Malcham over here, of the four Malachim against the five, represents Be'etzem Melchemes HaYetzer. A person, Begashmius, is based on four elements, four Yesoidus. We know that everything in the world, certainly a person also, is based on Afar, Eish, Mayim, and Ruach. And the derivative thereof and the tzura of how it's together, these four yisoides. On the shama, the ruchnias of a person, there's five. Nefesh, ruch, neshama, chai, yechid, naran, chai. And there's always a fight between the four and the five. There's a fight between the guf, the four yisoides of ofer, esh, ruch, mayim, against the five of the neshama. And they fight for 12 years. But then on the 13th year, then you become a bar mitzvah. And then first starts, it's good for a bar mitzvah, but he touches in that the entire avad, it happened literally also this mulchama, but there's also the idea of the mulchama of four against five is a representative of the mulchama segeitz. Now there's another whole sugya of the bris bein habisarim. You should know that according to many rishonim, not all, there's a mishnah pirkei avos, asarim nisyonis nasnas avram avinu. According to many rishonim, bris bein habisarim itself is an asoyim. For Avram Avinu, Hashem had to even give him anesthesia, tardemet, because he saw Shrekel Chazachim, he saw all the Asid, and he saw what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, and it was an Asoyin to be able to just be mapped on that. And there's a reason it had to be, there's a whole surah to cut, to make a bris, and to go through the meat, and up. But whatever it was, it's an Asoyin. No, there's a shtickle of problem, it's a little bit of a cheshbon, the Olam should know the ideas. There's a Taisus and Brachas, and a Taisus and Shabbos, that ain't muktim a mokhar b'tayra, because on one end, it starts Achar Advarim Eila, and it's daytime. And then it's nighttime, and then back day, and it's not stimming. Tosis learns that you have to learn the psukim very carefully. Some of the psukim here are talking about an incident that happened a few years before. It actually happened when Avram Avinu was 70, before Lech Lecha even. Meaning Avram Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael a few times before. You have to work out the details, because at one point he was otherwise it's a stira. How old was he by Lech Lecha L'chari, he was 75. By Bris Bein Abisarim, he was 70. The Melcham of the Melachim, according to the Cheshbon, is 73. And that also takes place in Eretz Yisrael. You have to work out the details thereof. The Iker place where Tosis comes out is that, because the Gemara says, Avram Avinu was the first person that called Hashem Odoin. And it quotes the Pasuk, Ches. Vayomer. And he calls him Odin. Bamei Eida Ki Irashena. In fact, Tosis had already says earlier that Hashem says Odin. He says, yeah, earlier is later. Ein Mukta Mamucha B'Toyra. He was already. It's a different question. Oh, so we mentioned the kasha that it says Avram Avinu was mitzvah to do bris mila when he's 99 years old, and of course there's a kasha because there's a gemara in Yuma daf chav ches and kedushin in the end of kedushin that says Avram Avinu kaim kol ha-Torah kula. So there's a kasha. So why didn't Avram Avinu mal himself already when he was 3 or 40 or 48 or 75 or whenever he started keeping the mitzvahs? So, again, there are many, many terutzim. One teretz is, he only started keeping the mitzvahs when he was mal himself. Before then, not. Potentially, if you learn out like that he was already keeping the mitzvahs at age 30, 40, 50, whenever. So why didn't he do bris milah? So there's a mahalik from the Mizrahi. He says, because gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa, mimisha ein ha-mitzvah v'oisa. And bris milah is a mitzvah you can only do once. And if he would do it when he was not mitzvah, and he knew the Torah, so if he knew the whole Torah, then he also knew that he's going to be mitzvah at age 99, and he probably knows that also. I mean, if he ate matzahs on Pesach before Yetzias Mitzrayim, and even did the Rabbanit, it says, afilo Erev Tavshilin, so I'm assuming he also lit Hanukkah candles, even though the story didn't happen. We'll try to work that out a different time, but mila you only do once, and God will have mitzvah v'oysa, mimisha ain't mitzvah v'oysa, so he wanted to wait. Another nechud is also, mila is not stama maisa mila, it's a bris, it's a covenant, and you have to wait till you're nitzava to be able to do that bris. Another pshat many achroinim say is that you could only do bris mila if you're considered an orel. And Avram Avinu, until Hashem was mitzava, the idea of mila, he wasn't orel yet. It was the schadish, the concept of orel, and then now he has to do bris mila. There's another pshat though from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. He brings, first of all, he says, who was Avram Avinu's moyel? Who was the moyel? So there's one pshat, and it's a medrash. It says the pasuk v'charois imoy habris that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was malhim. So if Hashem was the moyel and there was no other moyel available, so then that itself is why he waited. He waited until Hashem did the bris milu. But then Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, he has another cheshbon. He says no, Avram Avinu was mal himself. Okay, so why didn't he do it earlier? He says, because why can't any goy who wants to be Magayer be mal himself? Now, a goy can't be a moyel because he's an orel. And how can he be mal himself? What, boyim ka'achas? So he says, technically it's a boyim ka'achas, but it depends. See, there's mila and there's priya. Avraham Avinu was only in Tzava on Mila, although he actually did Priya also. You know why he did Priya? The Gemara says Mufarish, Priya wasn't Nischadish until the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Yet the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu, when he was Mal, everyone else did Priya. Why? So Tosfos says in Yevamos, because Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. So he kept the whole Torah, so he did Priya also. So says Rabbi Shmuel Biskenazah, when Avraham Avinu on a random day when he's 78 years old can't do Mila, because he's not Mechayiv in Mila, and he's not Mechayiv in Priya either. And Mila and Priya is two stages, and he can't do it to himself, because Boim Kachas, when he does stage one, he's not Mohol yet, and it's not happening. But now that he got a Tzivoy, Lehedya, Mefurish, to do Mila, and Priya is just an aside, so he can do Mila, Boim Kachas. So only after he got the Tzivoy to do Mila, was he able to do Mila, Boim Kachas. Which leads us to the next step. Avraham Avinu that day was not only Mal himself, it says he was Mal all the Bnei Beisoy. Everyone. Well, a year later, Yitzchak was born, and that's separate. Yitzchak was Nimol on Yom Hashmini, on when he was 8 days old. But all the Bnei Bayis, Nimoilu Itoy. Most Mefarshim learn, actually, I start the other way. The Ramban writes that Avad Avraham Avinu was Mal himself last. He says he was very busy running around making sure everything was Mal and working out. Like maybe the Kegrim goes to a Sunda, I don't know what. He did himself, he was Mal himself last. But Aruch Chaim HaKadosh first says he was Mal himself first, and many others, and I want to make the Cheshbon, it's obvious that he was Mal himself first. Because only a Mohol could be Mal. He was Mal himself, and then he became Mohol. Himself was Azboyim Ka'achas. But everyone else, Avada, he had to have been Mohol already, because he couldn't have been Moyal then. The Ramban actually says, Zimein Lohem Moyalim Harbe. I don't know, maybe there's some kind of a service you 1-800-RENT-A-MOYAL, but he says, Zimein lohem moyalim harbeiv hu oimer aleim, v'achar kach moles atzmoy, at the end. Because otherwise it would be mesuk and he was old. But again, according to the Aruch Chaim, and that's the cheshbon we're making, it has to be he was mal himself first. I have another ayah. It says that Avraham Avinu did priya to everyone in his household. Frek Tosfos, why did he do priya? Priya was only given in times of Yeshua. Because Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. But according to the Marsha, Avraham Avinu only started keeping the whole Torah after he was Mal. So obviously he was Mal, started keeping the Torah, and then did Priya. Which is interesting, because what day was it when Avraham Avinu did Mila? It's a steal in the Midrashim. There's a makar that it was on Pesach. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah bring such a tzad. There's a tzad that it was on Sukkot. But according to the Pirkei Rablezer, and Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah also brings this tzad, it was Yom Kippur. Which is interesting. It was Yom Kippur? What time did Yom Kippur start? I don't know. When he was Mal himself. It wasn't Yom Kippur yet. L'chaira, he wasn't keeping the Torah yet. He was Mal, and all of a sudden it became Yom Kippur. And then it said he did Priya. Now one second, how could he do Mila on Yom Kippur? Let's start the question the other way. How could he do Mila on Yom Kippur? It's a Mila Shalai Bizman, and Mila Shalai Bizman is not Doich Yom Kippur. Mila Shalai Bizman is not Doich Yom Kippur. What do you say to Zakash? He's 99 years old. It's Mila Shalai Bizman. So how could he do Mila on Yom Kippur? So as all you can say, it wasn't Yom Kippur yet. I once wanted to say that it was a Mila Bizman. Because why does an 8-day-old baby's Mila Doiche Shabbos? Not only because it's the 8th day, it's because it's the first day. I mean, it's the day of the Tzivoy. By Avraham Avinu, when he was 99, if that's the day he got the Tzivoy, so then it's a Mila Bizmana. And I was very happy with this for a few years, but then I found a Marsha in the Dorim. The Gemara in the Dorim, the Flamen Aleph, says many things about Bris Mila. Gedoyla Mila, that if you'd Gimel Brisois, Gedoyla Mila. A lot of miles of that Mila. And one of them is, Gedoyla Mila, that Avraham Avinu was called Tumim when he was Mal. And the Marsha asks, what's so his spilus of that? He says, the Chiddush is that even though it was a Mila Shaloi Bizmano, it's still considered Avraham Avinu was called Tumim. It's like upon him, you see, he calls it a Mila Shaloi Bizmano, which brings us back to the Kasha. How could Mila Shaloi Bizmano be going to Yom Kippur? So you could say it wasn't Yom Kippur yet. But I want to say, no, even if it was Yom Kippur, meaning even if Avraham Avinu kept the Torah ever since he was 52 years old, yeah? Still, why is he keeping the Torah and Yom Kippur? He's mitzvah? No, it's because there's an Indian Avraham Avinu Kayim called Torah. But he has a tzivoy from Hashem now, mefurish, to do Mila. A tzivoy mefurish, and it didn't say when, he says do it now. I mean, do it as soon as you can, right? It's reason about demon, by Hashem. So it's pashit that a tzivoy mefurish to do Mila would override the inyan of keeping him kippur. Okay.